The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frogloom, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
That is some thumping bass. I don't know what I have done, but the bass is thumping today. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Join me, and then that way you join them, and then when you go out and you're carrying a gun, you are covered if you have to do the unthinkable. I operate in a world of tech. Everything I do is about tech. Every time I record a video, every time I'm doing a show, every time I'm doing a podcast, I'm in tech. However, I don't consider myself to be part of the tech world because most of the time the politics, well, let's just say I'm not real wild about them. Now, my next guest, maybe he and I hang out. He is one of the founders of Ars Technica. He is an author and a former Wired editor. I used to love to read Wired till I started checking politics. I don't know what this means, but it says he currently hacks Ruby at Collective Idea, and he runs AllOutdoor.com. Joining me for the first time from the – he's a TechCrunch Network contributor as well. His name is John Stokes. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
What does it mean when you hack Ruby?
Well, Ruby is a programming language. And
okay.
It's just sort of a slang way of meaning that I program in Ruby, this particular language.
You're sort of like 22 layers beyond my capability, I guess, with that one. I'd never heard of Ruby. You wrote an article in Tech. Actually, you wrote two articles in TechCrunch, and you take on the smart gun technology. Now, in the first one, your premise is that his push, Barack Obama's push for smart guns, may blow back in his face. Now, why is it that you think that? Now, and coming from a tech world, now let's also make this very clear. You're also a gun guy too, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so you're like a hybrid. So in your hybrid world where you hang out with all these tech types, like I would never have believed that an Ars Technica guy. I used to listen to, Leo Laporte. I used to listen to his podcast all the time, and there was always some guy from Ars Technica there. And, you know, listening to him, the things about the tech part would be fine, but then I'd hear certain other statements they would make. I'd be like, okay, all right, well, okay. So anyway, why do you think this is going to have some blowback?
Well, actually, if I could just address a previous point about the politics of tech people, a lot of tech people are very libertarian. A lot of programmers are libertarian. And support gun rights. And there's actually a decent amount of support for shooting that goes on in San Francisco, where I lived for about 5 years. But, so it's not a monolith. It's not monolithically, anti-gun. But anyway, I outlined a few things in that first article from TechCrunch, as far as reasons why, you know, the smart gun push is bad news. Obviously, there's things that all gun people are aware of, like reliability issues. And, you know, if, if a lot of money is put into this and a lot of government effort is put into this, the main point that I wanted to make with that article is that gun buyers won't buy these things. They won't buy them because it's a piece of electronics and it's going to fail. And guns are hard enough to make reliable. Even, you know, somebody's high-end guns that they have, that they've paid a lot of money for, their Wilson Combat or whatever. Actually, I better not say such things.
Every gun is subject to failure. Every gun.
Exactly. So you know, this was the kind of point that I wanted to make to the TechCrunch audience, which may not be aware that, hey, you know, even modern handguns fail. And then the other points that I made were, I talked about just issues with RFID schemes, for instance, you know, these radio frequency identification, where the gun has a chip in it, and maybe it puts out a signal, or the bracelet puts out a signal that the gun picks up and authorizes. So, you know, if you have a scheme that's based on RFID, that can be detected from some distance away. So, you know, if you're a criminal and you want to locate the concealed carriers in a crowd, or you want to case a row of homes to see who has a gun stored away and who doesn't, an RFID might make that easier. You know, you could use a wireless radio and pick up an RFID signal the same way that criminals are already doing with some of the RFID chips that are in these smart cards. So, you know, even if an RFID-based smart gun scheme were to become popular, it could have kind of negative adverse effects. You know, and then there's the other stuff where that gun people are concerned of, where guns can be remotely disabled, you know, by criminals. If a gun can be remotely disabled by the government, if there's an ability to remotely disable a gun inside of a school zone or at a political protest or something, then criminals can turn around and do the same thing. You know, there's sort of no technological capability that you give even a toaster or a refrigerator that a criminal can't also exploit and do the same thing with. This is very similar to the debate that we're having around encryption and backdoors and the NSA. Tech people will argue that if you put a backdoor in a router, then for the NSA, that's fine. The NSA can get into it and do their thing, but then also the Chinese can do it as well. So, you know, if you put a backdoor, so to speak, in a gun where it can be remotely disabled, for the police, the criminals could do the same thing. They might even be able to do that to the police if the police are carrying smart guns. So there are basically a lot of unintended consequences that go with adding technology, adding electronic technology, and especially adding software to something like a firearm. And people just, I don't think that they think through these things. And then, of course, the other part of it are these claims that a smart gun, if it was stolen, it wouldn't be able to be used by a criminal. Well, this is silly. I mean, it takes only a few minutes in a YouTube video to jailbreak an iPhone, and this is a very advanced piece of technology. So it's not like a criminal that gets a smart gun can't just, you know, file off a part of the gun or, you know, otherwise disassemble it and jailbreak it. They wouldn't even have to hack the software. They would just be able to probably physically remove whatever it is that's stopping the firing pin from striking the case. So at any rate, there's a lot of it's a mix of unintended consequences, and then, you know, even if all that stuff aside, this isn't going to work as advertised. It's not going to be a cure all for keeping guns out of the hands of criminals.
We're coming up on the first break. Real quick, tell people how they can find what you do on a daily basis.
You broke up there on me for just a second.
I was saying, let everybody know where they can find you on a daily basis when they're looking for John.
So,
because this is surely whetting the appetite.
Yeah, I blog on and off at alloutdoor.com, and mostly I edit it, and, you know, publish a lot of articles there. Sometimes I publish at TechCrunch. I'm in and out. You know, the whole media scene right now, the online media scene is sort of in crisis. You know, with the ads and you know.
Hold that thought. We'll get back to that, because I want to hear about that. I need to know about that. My guest, John Stokes. This is Lock and Load.
Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. ATC Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An ATC Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. I'll be hanging out with them at the NRA convention. My guest this hour from, he's been writing at TechCrunch, and that's where I caught a hold of him, is John Stokes. I did not mean to get your last name wrong last time. I just was in a conversation earlier, John, with a guy named Justin Stakes. Forgive
me. Don't worry.
Now, you were saying something, I'm just curious about this because I'm in the media. What were you talking about as far as the media was concerned there before you were leaving?
I was just talking about the online website. Digital media and how, there's this whole, ads are getting more intrusive and readers are blocking them. And that's taking away revenue from websites. And so you're seeing budgets shrink and there's more pressure on freelancers. At any rate, the media has been, the digital media has been in flux for a while. So I've kind of got 1 foot half in it, 1 foot half out. So, but at any rate, most of the time you can catch me at All Outdoor. I'll probably be doing some more on TechCrunch as well.
How does what kind of reception has this article gotten you at TechCrunch?
The first article actually was the reception was overwhelmingly positive. The second article was a little more mixed, and that's partly because I feel like I rushed a little more, but also because people just don't click on links anymore. They've just quit. So in the second article, I wanted to focus specifically on the notion that the NRA wants to stop smart guns from coming to market, which I believe is true. The NRA says that they don't care. They don't have a position one way or the other that smart guns will fail in the market. I believe smart guns will fail in the market if they get there.
Right.
But I also believe that politicians will try to legislate this technology into guns, using the rationale that it's like a seatbelt or an airbag or some foolishness. So at any rate, after the first article, I went through all of the reliability concerns and, concerns with RFID and with, just a whole host of problems with the whole smart gun concept, and which I mentioned earlier. And the response that I got to that was, well, if it's as bad as you say, if smart guns are as bad of an idea as you say, and you've got me half to death, why won't the NRA and gun activists just step back and let these things come to market and flop? Because it seems like you've made a case that they're going to flop. And so I wanted to write a second follow-up that says, look, they'll flop in the open market, but the minute that something comes out that looks halfway viable, the same people that gave us the assault weapons ban and some of these other kind of more features-focused gun control efforts will try to mandate this technology in all firearms. And that's why the NRA doesn't want this to come to market and why some people don't want this to even come to market. And people on TechCrunch that didn't read the first piece and just read the second, they thought, well, this article doesn't mention, all of the reliability concerns about smart guns. And, I was like, well, that was in my first article. But, and then there were some people who just, they were just mad. They were angry because they don't go to TechCrunch to see things that they disagree with. So they were upset that the article contained the phrase, the NRA is right about this issue. That sort of sent them into orbit. And, they don't go there to read that kind of thing. They felt like it was just a political piece, even though at the core of the piece, the argument was, well, guns are a technology. And with the assault weapons ban and with a lot of previous gun control efforts, we have the spectacle of activists and lawmakers trying to do design of a technology. They're trying to redesign gun technology by legislative fiat. They're trying to dictate whether or not you can have a vertical foregrip or a barrel shroud or, detachable magazine or all these other things. And so they're trying to design firearms, but they know nothing about them. So, they're totally confused. They don't know what a vertical foregrip is or what it does or doesn't do. They're not aware that, like, most competitive shooters don't even like them. They don't know any of the basic mechanics of how guns work and how they're used in the real world. All they know is silly things that they see on TV and in Hollywood. And so on the basis of this stuff, of this misinformation, they go out and they try to do gun design for the public by looking at lists of parts and features and saying you can have this, but you can't have this, or you can't have these two things in combination, and so on and so forth. And, you know, given their track record for doing this, given their track record for A, being totally clueless about firearms and being unwilling to learn, and then B, going ahead anyway with trying to design weapons for the general public's use by outlawing certain things and, you know, permitting other things, it's a logical conclusion that they're going to add smart gun technology to the list of their gun design menu, you know, their list of options when they try and dictate what kind of guns we can buy and under what circumstances. You know, they'll try and say, well, you have to buy smart guns. Every gun made after, you know, 2017 or 2018 or whatever has to be a smart gun. I mean, this has already happened, you know, in New Jersey, as everybody knows. You know, New Jersey had that law that went into effect that, you know, within a year or so after the first smart gun being available on the market, all guns in New Jersey had to be smart guns. And, you know, that was they finally saw the error of their ways and that was repealed. But that's just a taste of things to come.
Well, I mean, the thing about this is we've seen this already once before when we had the assault weapon ban, and it was about features. The gun companies just quit including the features. But the problem with this was the development on the platform, on the AR M4 M16 platform, stopped because there's only so many government contracts, and when these guys are developing things, they have to have some reason to develop it, or they're just not going to develop it. And when I got out of the Army in 1990, the weapon that was in the field then was in the field in 2004, when we were right before the AR-50, right before that ban lifted, it was still the M16A2. And then after that, then they started making it modular and making it more ergonomic, which, you know, these vertical foregrips and everything you're talking about came into play as well. I wouldn't mind some of these guys talking about this stuff if they actually knew what they were talking about, and I want to. You rightfully have hit that. I want to talk about that when we get back. John Stokes, he's got two articles at TechCrunch right now that and by the way, John, I could not be more happier than to find out that I am 100%, you know, I'm pretty wrong about the tech people being anti-gun. I love being wrong. Thank you for that. You hang on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Deconstruction is all that is ever needed. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Check them out at secondcalldefense.com. .org. Although it does direct you to .org from .com. My guest this hour would not be making these stupid tech mistakes because he always gets, he's a tech kind of guy, much more so than me. And I'm a tech kind of guy, is John Stokes. He came to my attention at TechCrunch. Just out of curiosity, now you're in Texas now, right?
I am indeed.
Do you carry a gun?
I do not concealed carry. I mean, I haven't got my license yet. I kind of want to. But I've got three small girls in the house. And it's a lot of responsibility. I take it extremely seriously.
Very good.
And I don't know that I'm quite ready for that.
Do you have a gun in mind if you were to take that step?
You know, I shot the honor guard from Honor Defense that shot the 9mm, and I loved it. I loved that gun. Right now I have a Springfield Mod 2 in 9mm that I really like. But the Honor Guard is a lot slimmer, and it really seemed to fit my hand well, and I kind of want to pick one up. So that might be my first choice.
Now, from time to time, I carry a Shield, Smith & Wesson Shield. Is that smaller than the Shield?
I think they're supposedly almost the same size.
I haven't even seen one of those, so that's very interesting. I find that very interesting. Now, for these politicians that don't know anything about guns, do you think the problem that you had with that second article
Does that have to do with people not necessarily liking, you know, they don't know that much about guns. They don't want to hear about the NRA. They come to Wired Magazine to escape that. They come to TechCrunch to escape it. They're into the tech part, which, you know, tech is a singular world all by itself. It's got its own, you know, in the media part of it, you've got people that a lot of people never heard of. I used to listen to Leo Laporte, and I would say, you know, the tech TV guy, they'd be like, what? Because that was famous.
It's interesting, you know, the tech people a lot. So this picked up on Hacker News as well, this article, and a lot of programmers hang out there, and the programmers have a totally different response. They got it, you know, they follow the net neutrality debate, they follow the encryption debate. And they understand what happens. They understand, first off, lawmakers and activists and lobbyists' propensity to try and legislate the specifics of a technology that they do not understand. This happens with encryption. It happens with net neutrality. It's happening with firearms. And so they immediately got that clicked with them because they sort of deal with this all the time. Where you have people that either have a financial agenda or a political agenda or both, who technology that works one way, they want it to work a different way that it doesn't work, and then they go try and mess around with it and legislate it and tweak it, but they don't get, you know, basic things about it. I think the TechCrunch crowd is a little more casual. And also, a lot of them just kind of prove the point that I made in the article. You know, a lot of anti-gun people, and I'm sure you've encountered this, I've encountered a lot of it, they don't know how much there is that they don't know about firearms. They think, well, you know, maybe some of them had a little rifle when they were a kid. They grew up, their dad had a gun, they've shot before, so all of a sudden they're an expert. And so they don't even have a concept of what it is that they don't know. Like I was reading a chapter in a public policy book recently, about, you know, gun deaths and gun violence. And the author seems like he's a reasonable guy. He's an academic, and he sort of, goes through and reviews a lot of the statistics on gun violence. And, the thing that I remember about the article was he talked about how, you know, there are basic gun safety things that we could do to make guns safer that we don't do. For instance, he says something like, I can't conceive of a reason why a trigger shouldn't be so stiff that a small child couldn't pull it. Like, you know, he wants to legislate everybody's trigger pull,
right,
in his mind, because he doesn't understand anything about guns. He doesn't know that the trigger pull is the critical component for accuracy. He wouldn't know what a two-stage trigger is. He doesn't know what fake up or over travel or any of that stuff is. Like, he doesn't understand anything about the mechanics of a trigger pull. So in his mind, it's very, very obvious that, well, all triggers should just be really stiff. You know, they should be like, you know, 12-pound triggers.
Like the New York trigger?
Kids can't pull them. Yeah, yeah. So, and so you see this over and over again. I saw a lot of this in some of the negative reactions to the piece, is people just think that these things are all obvious to them. It's obvious that you know, that an assault weapon is clearly an assault weapon. And if you're trying to throw facts at them and say, well, how do you define assault weapon? And then they'll be like, well, you know what it is, you know, and this, you know, you kind of go back and forth with this stuff. So people don't, because they see guns, because they see them in Hollywood and they see Liam Neeson wagging one around, or, you know, whoever, or Jason Bourne, because they've handled one, they went to the range, all of a sudden they're an expert, and there's nothing you can tell them. And then when you try to point out specifics, they just accuse you of cherry picking, or they think that you're acting in bad faith. You know, when really you're like, no, you know, you kind of have to get into the details. You have to understand how these things work, how they're used in the real world. And not all gun owners are experts. I'm certainly not an expert in defensive handgunning or anything of that nature. If I were, I would have my concealed carry license. You know, I plan to make myself considerably more expert than I am before I get a concealed carry license, because I take it super duper seriously. So you know, not all gun people take it that seriously. Some people are more casual, but we're not the ones out there trying to design guns for other people to use. You know, those of us that are not experts.
Well, yeah. As far as
See, like the New York trigger, that trigger pull part, there's a cop on his way. I don't know if they're going to put him in jail or not. They just convicted a cop in New York of manslaughter. Because what New York has done is they have made up for the difference in training and proficiency by designing a trigger that you have to really want to pull. The problem with that is that the trigger pull, that 12-pound trigger pull means you're pulling, you're exerting force to pull something that weighs three times as much as the gun weighs loaded. And in New York, that 12-pound trigger pull, like, do you remember the Empire State Building shooting where the assailant shot and killed his boss and then wanted to commit suicide by gun, and two cops rode up on him with New York triggers and fired 17 times at him and hit him, but hit nine bystanders.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what that kind of thinking gets you. It's already been tried. Most of this stuff has already been tried. It's already been tried to get out there and mess with features of the weapon and everything. And you know, the weapon makers, as long as it's got a firing pin and a barrel, the weapon remains the same, and that's the part they don't get. The muzzle device and all that other stuff. That doesn't really matter. The vertical foregrip, that's ergonomically good because that makes you a more narrow target in combat. But in competition, those guys are all over the place. They're sticking that arm way out there on the front of that handguard and trying to maintain and keep it absolutely stable because they're firing a lot of shots really fast. So, anyway, coming up on the last break of the hour, my guest this hour is John Stokes. You can catch both of his articles at TechCrunch.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out, secondcalldefense.org. We are waiting to get John back on the line because, damn it, we're constrained by technology. But I love being wrong about the tech community being anti-gun. I love that. And let's see if we get him back. You can find both of these articles. You can. I looked him up. Do a web search. John Stokes, Tech Crunch. That worked out pretty good for me, although I found this stuff on Reddit. And good article. Very good article. From a viewpoint that I would not have expected. And that's why I went after him. And that's why I'd like to get him back. Now, while I am thinking about this. Okay, he's picking up his phone, but he can't hear him saying anything about it. Let's, all right, let me try to communicate with him right quick. Everybody stand by while I'm talking about the NRA convention. That's coming up very shortly. I will be going there. I'll be hanging out with the with Second Call Defense. But I'm going to be hanging out doing a lot of things. And I want you guys to come and join me. But first, I want to type this to him. Let's see, are you getting the call? Because I'm going to try to bring a bunch of people over there to the Second Call Defense booth and do little interviews with them and everything else. All the people I've ever had on the show, everybody I've ever talked to, everybody I've ever listened to, everybody that listens to the show, if you guys want to come over there, come over there. That's something I want to do. I'm going to be bringing the camera equipment. We're going to have another camera crew there. We're going to be doing some stuff. It's going to be a big time. What are we getting? What are we getting, Ben? Are we getting anything? Hey. So hold on. But that means actually say something while I'm holding on. So, okay. Joining us again.
despite technological breakdowns, like might be found in a smart gun, is John Stokes. John, real quick, just because we both know she's going to be listening, I want to dedicate your appearance on my show tonight to your daughter that's going to be listening to this. So what's her name?
Well, I have three, Evelyn, Esther, and Phoebe.
So Evelyn, Esther, and Phoebe, I'm going to be sending this to you. This is your dad. This one is for you. Take that and show it in show and tell. I bet you they don't have it. Nobody else has that in school tomorrow. Possibly by Friday they might. Possibly by Friday. Evelyn, Esther, and Phoebe?
Yep.
Very cool. What are their ages?
Evelyn is 7, Esther is 4, and Phoebe is 2.5.
Oh, so when you were talking young, you meant young. Okay.
Yeah, they're a little.
Okay, my baby is 25 years old. So,
okay.
I've been there. It's been a while, though. It's been a while. So, in closing, at least in the tech community, is it safe to say that the tech community accepts the right being libertarian? I mean, the internet is looked upon as a bastion of freedom, is it not?
Well, increasingly less so, sadly, but it once was.
But I mean, everybody wants, isn't that the whole premise behind hacking? Is
information
being sort of like a biker outlaw in the digital world?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, the hacker ethos is definitely, you know, forget the rules. Like, let's just try and innovate and deal with the consequences later.
Well, that's a self-defense fight. Now, in Austin, Texas, or you're just outside of Austin, Texas, I know that there are a plenty of people to teach you should you decide you want to take up pistol craft and learn to a certain degree to get to that point where you want to carry. But if you can't find somebody, I will be happy to help you with that one.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm going to start looking around soon, so.
And is the Honor pistol for sale on the Honor brand? Is that for sale yet?
You know, it's the Honor Guard. You can find them on GunBroker right now. I mean, this is a new company. It's American made. And they just make this one pistol. That's their one product. And the designer, I met him, he was previously, I think, a Beretta.
Right.
And so he kind of broke away to do his own thing. And so, yeah, they're making these, and I forget where the company's based, but it's all U.S. made. And it's gotten rave reviews. All the gun writers that shot them at Range Day really liked it a lot. And
what's with there's one of them that has like a bigger lower frame than the upper slide that protrudes. Why? What is the premise behind that design?
That's it. Yeah. You know, there's two theories on that. The official explanation is that this is a protrusion that, if you're at contact distance with somebody and they jam themselves up against the muzzle, the gun won't go out of battery. The other theory, which I like better, is that they just want to make one lower and then sell like a longer, you know, sell multiple slides for the top of it. And so they've sort of, you know, taken that and because they're going to offer a couple of different barrel lengths. And so, you know, at one barrel length, that won't be there, and they'll change their tooling. You know.
Well, I mean, one part of using a pistol in self-defense is punching somebody with it, and that little protrusion would be a little disorientating. And I know that's the wrong word, but you know, I'm doing it on purpose. That would cause a bit of duress being punched with that horseshoe, half horseshoe edge there hitting you. I'm sure it might break the skin or something, but I was wondering about that when I saw it. But that size gun. I was talking with the same weapons designer that I was talking about. You know, we're watching the market. You know, they want to create a market for the smart gun, but right now the market is creating these really decent single-stack pistols for concealed carry because of the advent of concealed carry. And that's what the market is bearing right now. You got Smith that has one. Glock was slow getting to the game. Then you had the Springfield Armory XD. In the chat room, they're saying to look into KR Training in Austin, Texas.
KR Training. I definitely will.
In Austin, Texas. Rob Pincus, who is a big instructor with his personal defense network, has come out with a full size single stack pistol is a 9 millimeter. So that's what the market is pushing. Really thin profile, really easy to carry guns, not smart guns. Do you, as a tech person, I do not see them, foresee them ever giving this up, but in the remaining minutes, do you see them ever letting go of this?
No, no. I think the fantasy of a technological quick fix is too great. People just don't. I have to say, though, I feel like my first article that really went into detail on all the problems put a dent in some of the tech enthusiasm for it, because tech people got a lot of the criticism. You know, they really understood, what the problems and the flaws are. And tech people in Silicon Valley are really aware that, you know, with the advent of what they call the Internet of Things, where everything is connected to the web, your coffee maker, your surveillance cameras, like everything you buy has to have an interconnection or an internet connection. Software people are really squeamish about this or apprehensive about it, because these things are full of security vulnerabilities. They're full of opportunities for all kinds of weird surveillance. And so, to basically bring that set of problems to a firearm, they kind of instinctively understand, yeah, maybe that's not a good idea. But as far as the politicians, I mean, it doesn't seem like they haven't given up on the assault weapon ban, despite the fact that it was a monumental failure.
Yeah.
I mean, there's literally not a single life that was saved. And most people have admitted this. So, Nick Kristof of the New York Times, Adam Winkler, UCLA, who's a big gun control advocate, so many of the gun control people have said,
I have run out of time, John.
Yeah.
We'll do this again. Tell Evelyn, Esther, and Phoebe it is coming their way. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks, Dan.
We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.